This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Walt Disney Company's latest money printing factory opened today. The long-awaited Star Wars attraction Galaxy's Edge takes up 14 acres of Disneyland. You can build and buy your own droid there for $99, drink a glass of blue milk at a cantina full of space smugglers and bounty hunters, and otherwise spend a whole lot of real money in a pretend world. Marketplace's Mario Segarra has that one.
When you walk into Galaxy's Edge, you're supposed to imagine that you've landed on this fictional planet called Batuu. And Disney did some elaborate world building here. There's a full-sized replica of the Millennium Falcon. Chewbacca is wandering around. And you can build your own lightsaber for $200. Dirk Libby, a writer for Cinema Blend, did that.
As opposed to the fairly simple plastic things that you've been able to buy forever, this is a pretty hefty hilt. It makes you feel like you are really, you know, joining the Jedi.
Galaxy's Edge has one ride at the moment and another in the works. But Don Munsell at the travel website mousesavers.com says the rides aren't really the point.
The land is the ride, you know. The experience of being there is supposed to be a lot of the enjoyment factor.
World building is part of Disney's DNA, but Galaxy's Edge amps it up with things like a smartphone app that lets you go on a secret mission for the Resistance. Seth Kuberski, who wrote the unofficial guide to Disneyland, says Galaxy's Edge is a way for Disney to compete with the Harry Potter-themed worlds at Universal theme parks. They showed that you can build an entire land around just one intellectual property.
And not only can you do it, but it will make fans flock from all over the world and spend a lot of money on special merchandise and beverages that they can't get anywhere else.
On Planet Batuu, you've got 4 hours to buy your lightsabers and droids. After that, a stormtrooper will escort you out. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.